Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning!
DA, permission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, dirty, dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
How are you feeling, EJ? Feel good?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
It is the DA show on this Monday. It's a Monday. Here. It's Bogus. It's me, Meraz. DA back tomorrow. Pete the Body back tomorrow. And away we go. We have had a fun day. Carlos with a K. Actually did a terrific Canadian bacon. If you missed it, go back to that on the rewind feature on Odyssey. Wouldn't you say, Bogues, a good one? You got 4 1/4 on the oinks.
It was, dare I say, impressive.
It was impressive. Carlos was very impressive. We've met new intern Brooke today. We've had EJ tell us how much he loves the in-season tournament idea that Adam Silver's coming up with. And we've had a lot of fun. Now, we didn't get to at the end of the last segment before we do more finals. Ja Morant. Yesterday, we left here Friday with the belief Adam Silver had opened up a can of worms by saying we don't want to – what was the exact word he said? We don't want to take away from the players in these finals by giving a Ja Morant update that could overshadow – the NBA Finals, which led us to believe, big deal.
Long story short is what I want to say.
Yeah.
We got this right. We got the series wrong, but we got this prediction right, that there was only a negative way to look at what Adam Silver said Thursday night, and that by Monday, we'd have a couple of more breadcrumbs of what was going on here.
Right, so that was the other thing, is now Adam Silver had opened up a can of worms for his reporters, or his report, the NBA, got people covering the NBA to go, whoa, what's going to happen here? So I always get these two guys confused. Sam Amick or Sam Amico, one of them. There's two of them.
I think it was Sam Amick that did this.
Sam Amick said basically from the work he put in, he believes the bare minimum we're about to see is Ja Morant suspended for half of the season next year. Now, again, we still have no idea if there's something else, because we kind of felt like there was something else we are not privy to that Adam Silver said upon investigating. But a half-season suspension would be a big deal. But that almost kind of surprises me. Would a half-season suspension announcement for Ja Morant overshadow the NBA Finals? Or would it overshadow because a half-season comes with more, like, details were coming out where, like, this is a bad situation?
Well, it's hard to know what the right answer is here, because we don't know all the things the NBA found out about Ja Morant.
Right.
So I don't know. Half a season sounds right based off the tone that Adam Silver set on Thursday. But we don't know if it's right for what Ja Morant may or may not have done in this situation, what they have found out about other things.
But that's
things.
Why I think it would be a story where Adam Silver's almost worried that it's not just the suspension that'll be a big story, it's the potential reaction to the suspension that's a big story. Because everybody's going to, is that enough? Is that not enough? So I'm shocked, by the way, it wasn't Woj or wasn't Shams. I wonder if those guys were almost told, hey, guys, lay off this. We'll give you all the details you want later on.
So, I mean, that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, you know what's going on, but we can't let it out now, but we'll give you the story when it's ready to be out.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, it was Sam Amico. I was
okay.
Wrong.
Bam. Yeah. Okay. But so somebody got to work who would say, this is what I'm hearing. So we still don't know all the details, but we got breadcrumbs. Half a season, we'll see. That brings us to the phones at 855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. Chris is in California. Chris, what's going on, man? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. How you guys doing? I hope everything's cool with DA.
Same to you, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I want to get into this Ja Morant situation real fast, but hey, could I mention first, I want to give a huge shout-out to the El Dorado Hotel in Reno. I just picked up my mail, and they are offering me some incredible complimentary packages coming up. Not too far distant future. I've decided I'm going to invite my ex-wife and my granddaughters, Jillian and Clary, to come with me on this 3-night complimentary stay. Anyway,
good for you, Chris.
Ja Morant. You know, has he been convicted of a crime, sir?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet.
Which, by the way, I assume he's not because the NBA doesn't have the power to hold off the police arresting him or putting it just because the finals are on. So, not yet is probably the wrong word. No.
Is that how that works? Okay. So, listen, everyone's demanding a minimum 1-year suspension. Okay. What did he do anyway? He, like, put some, creepy messages out on social media or something?
No, Chris, I'm going to clear this up because you're too focused on what's going on with Reno.
Wait, first, before you get to that, I got to just do this.
It's not funny.
Yes, Morty, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, the reason I rolled my eyes when he called, I didn't realize this guy called last week. Do you remember?
Oh, now I do.
Yeah, I forgot what he said, but he was all over the place.
Well, he kept telling us the ethnic background of his family members.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And that he had a gambling problem, and there was a rift in the family.
Yeah, maybe Reno's a bad idea.
It sounds like you shouldn't go to the El Dorado Hotel, no matter what they're offering you.
Yeah, and they know, by the way. There's a reason you're getting that. They know, right? So I struggle with this. The Ja Morant defense, it's almost like, let's sit this one out. This is not a political thing. This is not anything. But I think that we can all sensibly come to an agreement that in some way, shape, or form, gun control to some degree is a problem in this country. I don't have a problem saying that. If you disagree, so be it. I believe it to be a problem in this country. It doesn't mean that Ja Morant didn't have a legally owned weapon. I don't know enough about that whatever he's brandishing in a car or anything. What I do know is that just because you were not arrested for any legal trouble doesn't make what you're doing morally as a face for an enormous enterprise like the NBA a big deal. And Ja Morant is not, to no fault of his own, is not some kind of random eighth guy off the bench for the Memphis Grizzlies. He's one of the premier young stars of the league, so much so that the NBA has no problem featuring him in commercials. He's one of the 6 faces you'll see on your freeze frame when you go to rent NBA League Pass. They promote wanting to watch Ja Morant. The league now has sat by once, saw him, basically show a gun in an Instagram Live. He was suspended, stepped away, came back, did it again. So now you're talking about a 2-time warning, which is the big deal about it. That's a big deal. We already told you this is not going to fly. He does it again. It's almost like thumbing his nose at the league. It is not a good look for the NBA to have a player brandishing firearms and, by the way, showing them off not as if I'm going to hunt turkeys ahead of Thanksgiving, just running. What is the purpose of that? Waving it around. It's just not a good imagery look for the league. And the league is out to protect its image. And, by the way, when you're making millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, guess what? Not everything that, you can get trouble is a legal yes or no. Follow their rules. They've asked you not to do something, and you're still not getting it. That's the problem, folks.
Yeah, and let's just disconnect this thing that keeps coming up all the time in these conversations. The NFL, the NBA, these leagues don't go by the same requirements of the legal system or only act when the legal system acts.
Look at the NFL when it comes to domestic violence. If a charge gets dropped because of something, who knows? The reasons the charge gets dropped. But there might be some video evidence of something.
Right.
Does the league go, well, you know what? They're not gonna press any charges. No. They still know right from wrong, and they make a suspension.
But if you want to connect this to the legal system, Ja Morant and his buddies having a gun in that Denver nightclub was actually, theoretically, could have been a crime.
Right.
And now the problem was, I guess, from a legal standpoint, nobody called the police that night. So by the time the police investigated, after the video made the rounds, 12 or 13 hours later, there was nothing they couldn't prove anything anymore. So there were no charges. There was also a concern that if it was Ja's gun, he had it with him on the team plane traveling to that game, which right. had to be figured out. Let's not forget the incident with the Pacers underneath the arena where people felt threatened by Ja's friends. So, like, the NBA doesn't need police and lawyers right. involved, and you don't need to break laws to break NBA rules. So,
correct.
Ja Morant is in, like, 9 different ways open to NBA punishment here. So your defense can't be, he didn't break a law, leave him alone. That's not how this works ever.
And to that point, this is not one instance. It's not like he just popped up on Instagram Live. He's had now multiple incidents with this. They talked at the nightclub. Then there was a story which was so weird where, he was playing a young teen to pick up basketball, and then what did he do? He punched him?
That's what the kid said, that he punched
him.
Yeah,
okay. He got into a fight, and then he came out of his house with a gun.
Like in his waistband?
So weird. Yes. But look, at some point when there's like 6 different things that have gone on, something's not connecting and something's wrong there.
Right, and again, from the specific gun angle, you can have Jay Cutler the other day was on the internet because he went hunting and he killed a bear. Now, you can have a moral thought about killing
exactly,
animals,
right.
hunting. That's fine. But no one's disputing Jay Cutler's ability to have a rifle and go hunting.
He's right.
If he was an NFL quarterback, he wouldn't be in trouble with the NFL for doing that. Ja Morant maybe being a fake tough guy with a gun in his waistband is not a good decision by
right.
anybody. So the NBA maybe trying to help this guy stop making bad decisions is something the NBA should be doing.
Right.
Like, we should all be lucky enough that somebody, for whatever reason, cares enough to try to fix you if you're making that
yeah.
serious of bad judgments.
That gun goes off in a car, that's the last thing the NBA needs.
It's the last thing Ja Morant as a person
right.
needs.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to have a gun for actual reasons, protecting your house, hunting. Those are all actual conversations. To be a dope with a gun in a car driving around is not a good choice. And that's not a gun control conversation or law conversation. That's just being an adult and being mature and making good decisions. Whether you're an NBA star or a regular person, you shouldn't be doing dumb things like that.
By the way, and if you think that, you know, the fake tough guy and accidents and all that stuff, talk to Jason Williams, a one-time All-Star, about how his career was literally ruined by showing off. Yeah, Plaxico Burress. A shocker. Those things maybe had no ill intent behind him. Jason Williams, for sure. I mean, it was a discharge or anything. It was a very tragic, if you don't remember that, just Google it. Go back to that story.
Right.
It was the limo driver.
Yes.
Ended up, he got shot from a gun discharge. Plaxico, showing up to the with a gun in his waistband. I don't think Plaxico showed up to a club with any ill intent. Maybe it was for protection and he legally owned it in Jersey. Maybe he had an example made of him. But no good came of any of these situations. You don't need to be putting yourself in those situations. And look, folks, this is a very minor degree, but we deal with this as parents, right? And we dealt with it growing up. Why do kids get punished? To try to teach them that that's not okay and not to do that again.
Right.
And it's a struggle, right? What's a good enough punishment these days? So this is a very minute version of this. Ja Morant has already been punished and went back almost immediately
mm-hmm.
and did the same thing again. If you don't punish him harsher, and this is something you don't want as a league, well, why would he stop doing this? You start threatening his paycheck, his ability to make money in the league. That's the only way to get somebody to stop doing something stupid in your league. Like, that's just common. It's as basic as your kid getting punished. Punishments, the whole purpose is to teach you a lesson to not do that again.
Yeah, and the NBA is not punishing Ja Morant for having a gun.
No, exactly.
It's for the way he's acting with a gun.
Correct.
Which is well within their rights. And, because he's Ja Morant, he has extra responsibilities. That's part of the package. I mean, you and I have extra responsibilities by sitting here and taking a paycheck from Odyssey. There are things that we, if I was to get in trouble with, anything like this, I should lose my job.
Yeah.
And maybe you wouldn't because you have a job that's not public facing like this. You can just have the privacy to go about whatever issues you're dealing with. But because we're sitting here, we absolutely are open to different types of punishment. It's part of this job, too.
You could, in theory, get a DWI charge as, a construction worker. Nobody at your job may never find out. That happened to us. We may lose our job forever.
Yeah.
And that's just, now think about that to the max degree. Yes, it's. I just don't understand the defense of Ja. You could want help for Ja. You could feel bad for Ja. You could feel like he was, pulled in the wrong direction. But this idea that because he's not arrested for anything doesn't mean he should be suspended. You're not living in reality.
No, and if Adam Silver comes out and says Ja suspended for 2 seasons, like goes in some astronomical suspension, and the proof does not line up with that, like I'll sit here and defend
sure.
Ja against that.
Sure.
We're not asking for a huge punishment, but I think the key thing here is what you just laid out. This is not one thing, and it's also a repeat of something he was just told
yes.
to not do. And let's factor in as well, if he is exploiting mental health as a defense here to try and get off from this, to try to get us to have sympathy for him that he doesn't deserve, then that deserves punishment as
yeah.
well. Or he needs help because he has actual problems, and the only way to get him to understand that is maybe to take away the one thing that he loves most.
If your 17-year-old kid just got their license and you were going to pay for their car and pay for their insurance and help them out and get on the road, right? And you found out, or you got something in the mail, he came home, he got a ticket for blowing a stop sign. He or she got a ticket for blowing a stop sign. Put this way, picture this being your kid. You took away the car keys for 2 weeks. You own the car, it's you're giving them the benefit, the insurance, all of it. You took away the car keys for 2 weeks, all right, you learned your lesson. And 2 days later, he comes home with another ticket for blowing a stop sign when you finally give the car back.
Yeah.
Would you not go with a longer punishment?
Of course.
Of course you would. You didn't learn your lesson. So that's, in the most minute terms, it's the easiest way to lay this out without worrying about the legal issue. Okay, we barely got to the NBA Finals there, but just know it was a 111-108 win
yeah.
by the Miami Heat. Obviously, if you've seen it by now, Jamal Murray misses that shot at the end. Michael Malone questions the Nuggets' effort. I have been here on the soapbox saying I thought the effort was there. I just thought Miami was a good team last night that finally hit the shots that they've hit all postseason long. Those threes, Max Strus was unbelievable. Not Max Strus. Max Strus was mm-hmm. unbelievable. And now the series shifts back to Miami where the Nuggets can no longer hang their hat on long series for Miami and Boston catching up. Thin air in Denver. Miami better go to South Beach right now and not sit there and party and go to the Clevelander. Get themselves together and go win game three. Because you know what? If Miami goes up 2-1, then I will. Mm-hmm. I still think Denver's fine. Miami wins game three, and I know it's at home. It'd be interesting. I wonder Miami's favorite in this game. I will start to worry about the Denver Nuggets.
So you want to argue with Michael Malone. I want to argue with Eric Spoelstra. I don't think Greg has played this audio yet. He might have, and it was drowned out by B-roll.
Yeah.
Eric Spoelstra, after the game, was appalled at the suggestion that his team's game plan was to let Nikola Jokic score and not pass the basketball, because that means the other guys don't get going, and he, as good as he is right. not going to score enough to beat you.
Well, there was that stat, 40 points, right?
Yeah, and you mentioned one assist number. I think they haven't won if he's had 4 or less. They're 3-7 when he has 6 or less.
Okay.
This actually is the strategy.
Right.
This is what the Warriors did a couple of years ago.
Belichick let Thurman Thomas
right.
run.
They let Jokic go nuts. They defended the other guys, and they won that series. That's what Miami did last night. I don't know if Eric Spoelstra is trying to protect a secret, but they did. That's what you need to do, because
yeah.
he's at his most dangerous, like in game one,
Nanola
when he's
passes.
Passing,
yep.
they get going, and then he throws his points at the top as like kind of icing on the cake. That's how they win. The way they played last night is not how they win. So I don't know why he was so bothered by that. It's not that simple, but that's basically what they did, and it worked.
Yeah. Yeah, they are 0-3 in the postseason when Jokic scores 40 or more points. So, yeah, if he's continuing to get dominating the buckets, just let him clear out. Then he's not doing all those other things and creating more points and more possessions. So, the series got very interesting. I am extremely interested. You know, for a close game, too, what a weird close game. I don't know if you felt this way, Bogues. Boring's the wrong word, because I used the word boring for game one. It was not boring, but because of the swings and runs, it wasn't until basically that last gasp at the end that I felt like the back and forth existed in a tight game. It almost felt like 8 different blowouts within last night's game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it boring, but I did relax in the second quarter from a Nuggets perspective
yeah.
when they made that huge push and had a 15-point lead. It felt okay again for Denver going into the fourth quarter up by 8, because I'm sitting there the whole time thinking, oh,
yeah.
man, like, are we going to apologize for
yeah.
misreading game one if Miami wins this? So up 15, good. Up 8 through 3, felt okay. And then again, the Miami push early in the fourth quarter. But I also thought up until there's literally no time left that Denver was going to figure out a way.
I did too. I thought Murray's shot was going to fall. I really did.
But even before that, I
yeah.
thought they were going to win before a last possession.
Yeah.
But There was just one or two big shots from Miami, one or two big misses, a couple of balls that kicked back into Miami's favor, extending possession, taking more time off the clock, and then the game was over. Miami won again.
And with that, they get Tyler Hero back, it looks like, by all accounts, for Game 3 when we had... Who was on last
that's
week?
Why you sang Win
When a Hero
my,
Comes yeah. Along, because Tyler Hero is coming along here for Game 3. I forgot who we had on at the end of last week. Bad job by me. But either way, we asked about Tyler Hero and the difference he could make. And the idea was, well, how much can he really, you know, come back from 2 months off, jump right into NBA Finals action, have his breath? Now, look, is Tyler Hero going to be the player playing all those minutes, scoring 20 points a game? No. But Tyler Hero is a pretty damn good player. And the report yesterday I watched from Jared Greenberg that he put up was that Tyler Hero did everything he normally would do during the season, during the postseason, for a Miami Heat practice, yet they still wanted to hold him out one more game, bring him back home. Maybe perhaps because of the thin air and the lungs and all of that. Maybe that did play a role why he didn't play last night. But I got to think that is another element here. I know that Miami's basically played this whole postseason without him, but Tyler Hero is still Tyler Hero. And if he plays 12, 15 minutes, that is still another threat for some of these shots to fall. He's a big three-point shooter for him. I mean, you can't tell me this is a bad thing for Miami that they're about to get Tyler Hero back.
It's not. It just feels unfair, like you said, to like actually bank him and doing anything. But it just, if he hits two threes,
yeah,
that's enough to swing a game, possibly.
Right? It could be enough to swing a game. So a Hero is coming along for Miami, and Game 3 will be on Wednesday night, meaning Thursday morning. We, of course, will have your reaction here on the DA Show. Okay, it's about to be a hard knock life, but we still don't have an answer for what team will be participating, but there's one team being bounced about, and I think could be boring. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Vampires might actually exist, but they are bats. Bats are vampires. Vampires are bats. But we're not getting bit and crazy because we've left them alone and they've understood to leave us alone. That being said, in closing, what I'm trying to tell you is vampires might be real, but if bats die that easily by falling on your deck and falling in Citi Field, well, how tough? What is it? What is it at all? They may not be tough at all, and therefore, what are we scared of them for becoming vampires on them?
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
That seems like a normal thought process. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Cigar smoking dude tweets in, Sean, I'm making plans to be at the bar show court in New York City next week. I've got your chubby back if a scrap is needed. When we're done defending your honor, we will sue the heck out of whoever needs it. Stay
there
strong.
There you go.
Thanks, cigar-smoking dude. By the way, court in New York City. I guess he's local? Trevor in Toronto tweets, and how are we not calling D.A. D.A.D. now? D.A.D.? Though he didn't spell it that way. This seems simple. Box-headed Florida man could have come up with it. Trevor in Toronto.
But we don't even know what he's... We don't know what he wants us to say
D-A-D?
Based on...
D-R-D.
Yeah.
That's a Trevor,
no,
sorry. Swing and a miss.
No, we don't see it because we have to be wearing the box in order to get the thought. See, he's thinking out of the box. We're too far in it.
Interesting. Interesting. Kyle tweets in, heat win, nights win, someone get cold water and eat it. Wow, I forgot. Kyle in Arizona, a Golden Knights and Miami Heat fan. Where are those videos going? Golden Knights did win on Saturday night, as you heard in Canadian Bacon. We meant to talk about that more. Things got out of hand, but
it's hockey.
It is hockey. Aiden Hill, just unbelievable. I don't think this series is going to be a short series, though, folks. I think we're going to be all right with Vegas and Florida.
Unless Aiden Hill is on par with Bobrovsky. I thought that was the difference in the series, that the goaltending edge was but so strongly in Florida's favor, but maybe not.
There was two posts hitting that third period.
True.
You know, life's a game of inches, right?
Oh, yeah.
Robin, well, a 3-2-1, said, now this is the definition of the stupid tweet. Turns out not talking about himself.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, exactly.
About the threatening tweet?
Yeah. Mm. That threatening tweet also, that guy just had it wrong.
You should screenshot that before it's gone in case he deletes it and then shows up next Friday to kick your butt. You want to make sure you have the proof that he did it.
Yeah, you want to
show the
motive.
Police.
I'm going to stress this enough. There's a good chance there is a UFC fighter that will be there, and he's going to have my back.
And a cigar-smoking guy.
Yeah, and a cigar-smoking dude.
And Badlands.
Carlos, you want to come?
I can. I'm working.
Gotcha. My bad. Okay.
That was unnecessary.
You know, an interesting thing is going on right now, and that is the NFL in June has still not announced a team to be on the critically acclaimed Hard Knocks on HBO. Now, Max, this end of summer, 2 months away. Last year, they announced the Lions in March. So there are teams that basically have to do it based on a formula. Those teams are the Bears, Saints, Jets, and Commanders. So basically, if nobody steps up and volunteers, one of those four the NFL can force to do it.
Right, and I guess there are other teams that theoretically could be compelled, but they also have either changed a head coach or made the playoffs recently. That gets them off of the
The formula, yeah. If you have missed the playoffs either for 2 years in a row or just last year, or you hired a new head coach... I'm sorry, if you've made the playoffs in the last 2 years or you hired a new head coach, you cannot be compelled to do it.
Right. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Exactly. So those four teams, all right, none of them are that sexy, but I will tell you, there is now a big push for the Jets. Now, what they have been on it in the past. Woody Johnson wouldn't mind a little attention. He's the Jets owner. And they were actually a really hysterical Hard Knocks team. They had a lot of personalities.
Rex Ryan.
Bart Scott, Chris Jenkins. Rex Ryan is the head coach. They made sense. Even Mark Sanchez to a little degree. I hate to break it to anybody rubbing their hands together because they're so interested with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. These Jets are not those Jets in terms of, like, fun Hard Knock stuff. I don't know who needs to hear this. Aaron Rodgers is really boring. Aaron Rodgers might, like, say, like, random things and conspiracy theories. He's not going to do that in Hard Knocks. He's Mr. Football. You're not going to get a lot out of the quarterback room. Robert Saleh... He's got, like, a nice family. He's got a lot of kids. He's not the character that Rex Ryan is. He's a bore. Sauce Gardner has personality. Fine. Okay. Good. We're going to do five episodes around Sauce Gardner? I just think, and I'm not saying that they won't be the choice, and I'm not saying I won't be entertained, but because the Jets got got Aaron Rodgers, let's not act like, oh, I can't wait to see the Jets in training camp. What?
Well, but I mean,
I'm not that interesting.
I'm not asking Aaron Rodgers to do stand-up. So
a camera phone around Aaron Rodgers for 5 weeks is not going to be compelling TV.
No, but Sauce Gardner would be. Maybe a Quinnen Williams holdout.
But every
is good
team
TV.
Has a guy like that. I hate to break it to us in New York.
No,
everybody's got a Sauce Gardner.
But we're only apparently picking from four teams.
Yeah.
So,
but that's my point. If we're picking from four teams, my sell is going to be they have Sauce Gardner. Every team is guys with personality. It's don't pick it based on your head coach and quarterback. I feel like EJ's chomping at the bit here.
How many? First of all, you say every team has a Sauce Gardner. How many teams?
Not lockdown corner. I mean personality.
No, I'm gonna go there. How many teams have a guy who's that personality and also that
right.
sick with it?
Defensive rookie of the year.
Right.
I mean, I guess I'd have to think about it. I bet you there's more than you think.
You don't want to go that far back. Go to Jamal Williams, and he led the league in touchdowns. Nobody knew who Jamal Williams was outside of Green Bay before the Hard Knocks when they had Dan Campbell and, you know, that whole shtick.
And he's
and
crying.
Jamal Williams wanted to be insanely productive for them.
All right. And look, we care a lot about Sauce Gardner in New York. I don't think Sauce Gardner is that big a deal nationally. I don't.
But he could be a guy that you'd want to make a big deal nationally.
But
from the NFL's
but that's my point. I bet you there's somebody in New Orleans we don't realize that we would make a big. Like, he brought up Jamal Williams.
But the Jets are a story. The New Orleans Saints aren't a story. Like, I think you're focused so much on, like I think, like, Bogues was saying, like, where I think it's more about following these stories. I mean, Zach Wilson coming off the bench, he's the number two pick in the draft. How is he handling that? Is
The only thing I'll say is, man, we've done Hard Knocks every year. I don't think that every year you went into Hard Knocks going, that's a definite story. Like, last year the Lions were interesting because of Dan Campbell. I don't think we knew they were a great story. I mean, in the past
years. But that was the story, whether he was full of, you know what, or they were going to rally around his insane stuff and be good, and they ended up being good.
Joe Philbin and Ryan Tannehill, was Miami a story, or HBO and NFL Films made good TV?
That wasn't a good one.
They had Ocho, and then he got thrown off the team.
Yeah. I just don't think they're picked based on it. I don't think they were picked. Well, they might have been picked before they got Ocho Cinco.
That's true. They might not.
They
have
might have been. Look, I could tell already. EJ's got that Jet fan in him. He's very irritated.
The Jets delivered the best season of Hard Knocks maybe ever in the show.
Because Rex Ryan was built for Hard Knocks.
Let me pose this out to everybody here. Would you prefer them to have the training camp Hard Knocks for the Jets or the in-season for the Hard Knocks Jets? Because I think the in-season one would be really compelling, especially if they go off to a rough start.
You know what? That's a great point. I almost forgot about in-season Hard Knocks, which I enjoyed the last 2 years. The Colt year ended up playing out well for them. A, because Frank Reich's a weirdo, you find out.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, weirdo. And number two, they have the collapse at the end where they're falling apart. Last year's Hard Knocks was really sad in season.
Who was it? I don't even remember.
It was the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, right.
So I think they
Did they cut that short?
No, that's the thing. I think they pre-picked. I really do. I think that they picked teams ahead of the season that they think will at least be in the playoff mix.
Of course.
And it fell really flat last year. And on top of it, it was so controversial in Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury and then what happened with Keim and then the coach that got fired that they almost did a trip. They couldn't tell the real story about what was going on.
Right.
That, like, I still watch it because anything behind the scenes in the NFL is good, but I think the NFL was like, ooh. So, to that point, if the Jets, I think, are more interesting in season, I agree. Can they finally snap the playoff list streak? How good are they in the division? I would be more into that. I just don't think they're that interesting in training camp.
I'll push back on Salah being boring. I mean, you had the whole receipts thing last year, him going back and forth with the media, being upset about how his team was, you know, being underrated. Like, I think on the surface he looks kind of boring, but I think we're in New York, we got you a little closer. He's got some personality.
Yeah, he's also the winner of these four head coaches. I don't need Eberflus. I don't need Dennis Allen. I could theoretically like Ron Rivera.
Know? Maybe Eberflus is full personality. We don't know.
Probably not.
I'd much prefer Justin Fields and his personality. And see
I would take that, too. I think that's the move.
I'd rather see Chicago.
But they don't want it.
Right. They've said
they don't want it.
But they could still be told it. But I guess if they're trying to be nice.
Yeah.
The Commanders I could definitely do without. So, nobody needs Sam Howell and Ron Rivera.
No, but the things you'd want to know about them are not going to be on Hard Knocks.
Good point.
We're
going
to get no Dan Snyder stuff, no change.
And for that reason, the NFL probably stays away.
Yeah, and it'll all be stupid, like, you know, ooey-gooey, here's how we're changing the perception of the organization, like all this fake good stuff.
Now, I'll say this. If it comes down to compelling the Jets and Woody wants it, or Jerry Jones saying, oh, we'll do it. I'm tired of seeing the Cowboys, too. I don't need more Cowboys in my faces in August.
How are the Giants off this list? Because they made the playoffs? Because they would normally, they'd be on this list
to
begin,
last year,
they
were off the list because they got a new head coach.
Right.
This year, they're off the list because they made the playoffs. I think Dable could be interesting, but that's fine. Thibodeau would be another guy like Sauce Gardner.
If they're good this year again, they'll be next year's.
Well, no, but they can't be compelled as long as they keep making the playoffs.
It adds a rolling thing?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a one-time
get out. But you do see other teams that will step up and say, no, we want to bring attention to the franchise and we want to do this.
I thought you can get out once for those reasons.
Which is why the Jets may actually get picked because they have an owner that would want it regardless of whether they're compelled and they're compelled to do it. But to that point, maybe they do both. I wonder if they would do preseason, take a break, come back to them. They haven't had that because it's only happened 2 years. I think that'd be fine.
It's surprising, though, that unless they're shooting multiple teams right now, because normally they're around
the early summer stuff. Yeah. I mean, I think there's enough NFL film stuff at OTAs and everything where they could kind of.
I guess they're just there by default, right?
I think there's a little wrinkle in the Jets thing that nobody's talking about is the Jets produce their own Hard Knocks like show that is like legit. Like it is like.
Do they? I'm not even aware of this.
I think it's One Jets Drive. It is like very highly produced. It is like Hard Knocks if you were a Jets fan. So I was wondering, would Woody want this show competing with that show? Because all the back behind the scenes Aaron Rodgers stuff has been coming out from that show.
Oh, I just assumed they had like a digital crew on. That's an actual show.
And the first episode, I think, came out last week of this season. Yeah.
I think multiple teams have them. Some of them are like our PR pieces.
Yeah, the Jets one may have won awards even. Like it's
wow, really this is the first I'm even hearing this. I've seen those clips, but I didn't realize it was a show.
Yeah. I think it's on YouTube.
It's good that they're pumping all that into content as opposed to on-field product. That's important. Yeah. But let's get good video, behind-the-scenes video of this dog you-know-what franchise. Hasn't won a thing since the 60s.
Jeez, Greg, I get so the sense you're in the 7-10 club when it comes to the Jets.
So who else does it? It's the Jets and Panthers. Anybody else put out their own content?
The Trenton Thunder?
Yeah. Right.
All right, I couldn't get a chuckle you were in the Thunder at.
No, right, I don't know. Like, just do the show or don't do the show.
Look, bottom line is this. I know that you can't really drink and stay and have a good time because you have work at night, but you're coming to the Bob's Bar Show or not?
Yeah, of course I am.
And you're bringing bagels?
I'm bringing bagels.
How many bagels are you bringing?
I think last time I brought 36.
Okay. So you freed yourself.
I was told that somebody is covering the shift that I'm supposed to work.
Wait. You're off now Friday night?
No. I'm supposed to be here Friday morning.
Right.
Doing what?
For Bogish's 10 and 11
hour. Yeah, I only work the DA show on Friday.
Oh, we'll keep you on a combat.
So someone's got to finish my hours.
We'll keep the line running for those two writer ones.
No, thanks.
Keep the line up.
I've been here before.
No? Okay.
I've already paid my dues.
So I spoke to the powers that be, told them that I would like to be at Bob's Bar. I was told we will get somebody to cover for you. Whether that happens, I don't know.
Wow. Imagine they ask Schwartz and he says no because he's going to Bob's Bar. Would that upset you?
Yeah.
They're going to get Stern.
Jeez.
Not our concern. Jim Rome's and WFAN's concern.
Good point. Maybe they get Carlos.
It could be an Emmanuel day.
Wait a minute, though. Could you imagine if Stern gets simulcast? Do you realize what that'll do? That'll add just a whole nother level of unbearability.
He's immediately taking out his phone and taking a picture of the TV screen.
You heard me wrong?
Jim, I know you're in California, but I just want to tell you, I've always been a big fan. Always. 855-212-4227.
Kristaps Porzingis.
All right. Do you have sound that's going to work
Kai
here?
Horton.
I do.
All right. Let's hear it.
Guys, we're sponsored by HelloFresh. Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh with 40 weekly recipe options. There's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code SKATE16. At HelloFresh.com/skate16. From Max Struss to Christian Braun, this will likely be my final NBA Finals update for quite some time. The Heat and Nuggets now get two full days to rest up after Miami's 111-108 win last night, which tied the series at 1-1. Nuggets head coach Mike Malone called the team out for allowing Miami to erase an 8-point deficit to start the fourth, and veteran Jeff Green, can't mispronounce that one, broke down the mindset heading into the next two on the road.
We've won on the road before. I think we understand what's at stake. And they did what they were supposed to do. They came in here, they got a split. Now they're going home, and I think we have to go in there worried about game three. We can't worry about game four. We have to worry about game three. We have to be better defensively. Our energy have to be better. And then, get that win on when we play.
The Heat have had heroes outside of Jimmy Butler and Bama Adebayo, and last night it was Gabe Vincent with a team-high 23.
It definitely wasn't easy. The staff was great working with me, whether it was film or getting in the gym. And my teammates have been phenomenal, coaching me up, telling me to be more aggressive when I'm questioning it or trying to think, should I pass first? And, our stars, Jimmy, Kyle, Bam, they've just been in my ear and tell me just to play basketball. They trust my IQ of the game and want me just to go out there and play hard.
Finally, to complete this utterly pointless and childish bit, let's hear from Jean-Claude Van Damme, who did a series of Coors Light commercials at one point, and this one really hit home.
Hello. Yes. I'm Van Damme. It was 22 years ago today. I was alone in the Rockies. My clothes weren't taken by big sweaty bears. I was scared. I was left with nothing except my tight leopard print on the pants. My nipples were so cold, they started talking to me.
His nipples were so cold, they started talking to him.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's what was said.
Yeah.
Anyway, with Roger Goodell in town to help break ground on their new stadium, the Bills were also busy this morning, locking up veteran edge rusher Leonard Floyd. One-year deal.
Wow, that Bills is due.
Yes, he's back. As some insurance for the injured Von Miller, Miller tore his ACL on Thanksgiving, but says he'll be ready for week one, which would form quite the combo with his old Rams teammate. Floyd started all 17 games for them last season and had 9 sacks. They're expecting that new stadium to be ready in time for the start of the 2026 season. At the French Open, yes?
No, that's quick.
I thought there was something coming.
No. Okay. Oui, oui. Let's get to the French Open.
Sixth-ranked Coco Gauff is about to play her fourth-round match. Number one, Iga Swiatek, plays a little after 11 Eastern. So I can't say Struss or Brown, but I got Iga Swiatek.
Iga Swiatek.
Because that's important.
We'll have to fact check that.
I think I'm good with that one. And I trust Bogish. Bogish is a tennis
guy. She won or didn't win?
She's going to play today.
If she wins, her opponent's going to be French toast.
There it is. Thank you.
Did you get it?
No. What's French toast, Sean?
It's the toast. Instead of putting the toast in the toaster oven in France, they dip it in egg and put it in a frying pan. And put some
cinnamon. It's not funny.
It sounds delicious.
It does.
That's quite the concept.
It does.
Game two of the Stanley Cup final is tonight, with the Golden Knights looking to go up 2-0 on the Panthers at 8 Eastern.
Stand by.
What's going on?
Hi, my name is Iga Świątek.
He got it.
Yes.
Iga Świątek.
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 Oh, merci. I'll be at game three of the Stanley Cup final on Thursday night.
You will be?
I will be.
In Florida?
Yeah. My cousin's a Panther season ticket holder.
Well,
so
you're burning
down
a path down there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
And nobody teases more things in an update than Caserta. I'm going to play this sound next hour. Yeah. I'm going to a hockey game on Wednesday night. No more finals updates for me.
You're going to like the way I close this then. This is my final headline. In the age of retired athletes getting jobs with titles, Albert Pujols has been named special assistant to Commissioner Rob Manfred. He'll consult with the league on player relations and issues in his native Dominican Republic, in addition to working as an analyst at MLB Network. I'll be on there tonight with updates from 8 to midnight. And that's my plug. Visit my Instagram for more details.
What?
Fellas, a pleasure. A wonderful 2 weeks. Let's do it again soon.
Jeez. What is this, Radio Row? He's plugged for
Seriously.
Enjoy.
It's an open mic night?
I guess he's going to throw the octopus on the ice in Florida, too, huh?
Tip your waitress?
That's Detroit.
Oh, what do they throw? The rats?
Rats.
The rats. All right. Enjoy, Greg. Wow. Follow him on Instagram.
All I know is if somebody else made that mistake, they would not hear the end of it from you.
I knew what I was doing. I wanted to see if you guys caught me.
Oh, okay.
You can follow him on Instagram at Pete the Body as well. All right, we come back. Advanced analytics and an epic fail to end all epic fails, although I have literally no idea what it is. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Even the DA Show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
All right, the epic fail of the day. What is a Pete?
In 3 months, Matt Ishbia could hate Frank Vogel, and Audi. Like, it just, there's no telling how this is going to play out because Ishbia still seems to be such a loose cannon.
Or Ishbia a good hire.
You're right.
Thanks for listening to our advice. So,
yep. Yeah. All right.
Pete, if you're awake, text me back. I need that tuba.
855.
I mean, how is it possible? It's that he hid this one so well that EJ, Billy, Boyle, and Wall can't find it.
I just don't like him.
And if you're just tuning in, this is my theory from almost from day one of this network, so more than a decade, that Pete does multiple things to preserve his prominence here.
I go in a urinal, I go in the stall, wherever.
He saves things with like file names that only he can remember, so only he knows where important things are.
But I was a baby.
And then when he comes back, how could you not find it? It was
right
labeled
here
as, you know,
December,
right,
red. What? Tuba, how could you not find
right,
that?
Of course.
Come on, man.
Pete's not a bad guy, and it's certainly not that, but you're just going to be like, what is going on?
Hey, ho, hey, ho.
I like music.
Maybe that should be the poll question today. Do you know who Pete is?
You know, congratulations on all the success, people. Out of you as a program director.
We almost, and this is his fear, between this, the drops and the system he set up, we kind of don't need Pete anymore. Like, the actual Pete probably could just stay home and do schedules.
He's become self-checkout.
Insert cash or select payment type.
Pete? Goofy? What a serendipity doodah!
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Wow, if my daughter was listening, she would have loved a Pete from Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Yeah. Wow. My daughter actually believes that I know that Pete. Every time Pete Bellotti calls me, I'm not kidding, she goes, "You know Pete?" And she thinks I'm talking to Pete from
Mickey
Mouse.
A passing resemblance, no?
Well, you could touch that one. I'm not.
What animal is Pete?
Our Pete or like Pete?
Do you hear the nerves?
Rhinoceros?
Yeah, I don't.
I think you're an idiot.
He's thinking about his score tomorrow. That's why he didn't answer.
A hippopotamus?
No, I think they confirmed that they were dogs.
Okay.
No, we've had this debate between Goofy, Pluto, Clarabelle, and then Pete. And I think Pete's not a dog.
Yeah. He's not a dog.
Well, there's different breeds of dogs. You know, they're not all one.
Oh, wait a minute. We're talking about what animal Pete from Mickey Mouse was?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Bilotti.
No.
I am not a shark.
I saw it because I didn't want to say cow. All right. Your advanced analytics question of the day. Do you have any interest in Adam Silver's midseason tournament? 74.4% with EJ and saying yes. 73% say absolutely not. 19% say what is a Pete? The analytics department says the winner of each of the six pools will advance to the single elimination stage along with two wild card teams. On designated days during the first 6 weeks of the season, teams will play four group games. Oh, this is all real, huh? The semifinals and finals tournament will be held at a neutral site where players in the winning tournament will receive $500,000 each. Okay. And the analytics department still can't determine what a Pete is. So $500,000 is not going to do it. Not at all. AMD says Jim Rome would run Jack Stern as soon as he starts speaking. Not a good call. Not a very good call. Ostrich Eyes tweets about Rob. Rob is the mind of a 16-year-old. I hate to be his kid. That's not nice. Beat Rice says, does the nickname Dother roll off the tongue? The Dother instead of Father.
That's the best one so far.
Dother.
The Dother.
Like, you don't like it?
Nah, not for me.
We like it. I think we like it. You don't like it.
I'll accept it.
That's why you're not going to Pops. You good, good for EJ? All
it's
right.
Going on me.
Hey, Lewis, that was a good fun 4 hours, Bogues, and a good fun 2 weeks.
And we got there.
DA back tomorrow. What he's going to lead with, who knows? There's Stanley Cup, maybe? Bacon back tomorrow. Thanks to Carlos with a K. 4.25 oinks. Thanks to EJ with an E. 4.25 oink grader. Thanks to Brooke with a B, your new intern. Thanks to Greg with a G on updates. Thanks, Bogues. Take care, everyone.
Bye, Sean.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.